Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Christmas is closer than ever, and luckily, so is Amazon. Holiday shopping is right at your fingertips. Just be sure to access it at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Finish up your shopping the smart and thoughtful way, and have a Merry Christmas.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Is there a chance that I could have a little Christmas instrumental music in back of me right now as I...
I believe so.
...give one of my many Christmas greetings to our listening audience? That would be wonderful. Two up-tempo.
What do you want?
Something very like Silent Nighty. Something very, very
oh, something
very
almost somber.
Mellow.
Yeah, all right. Give me one sec then. I can do this.
From our family to your family.
Oh, you're going to do one of those?
Like what was the movie Tom Hanks was in where they do the commercial for the airline? Nothing in common, you know? From our home to your home in the sky.
Oh,
yes, sir. I always thought that was a wonderful ad campaign for an airline. I really thought it was terrific.
I thought
it was great.
What about the idea of these international Middle Eastern airlines giving you a full bed and all they show in their ads is that? And
yeah.
You're like,
well,
home
yeah.
away from home. No S! But I got to pay $50,000 to fly that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, well, you're home away from home if you're in the front of the plane. If you're in the back of the plane, you're dealing with the stink of the common people.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
That's what it is, you know. But I just wanted to say, you know, this time of year, in just a few days, the sleighs will pull up to the different condos, and people will get out of them, and the warm smell of the clove cigarettes will waft through the air as people gather on the eve of our Lord's coming into the world.
Mm.
And, we know it's a special time for each one of you and to gather, and it's at this time of the year that we like to pause.
Mm.
Okay, we paused. That's a good thing, and we're very, very happy to pause. And we won't be pausing that much in 2018. 2018 shaping up to be a very busy year for TMOS.
Yes.
What with some new programming on the horizon, with all of our wonderful shows, and we're very, very excited. But I think this is a period of time for reflection, and as we pause... Again, that would be the second pause that we've done. Let me just say thank you. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for your incredible dedication to this program. And, you know, you can always do better. That's true. But the fact is that those of you that have been with us for a good long time, as we have done this little show for 8 years for you, the most fun I've ever had doing a program, the less stress, believe it or not, doing a program, outside of moments where Rob would just, you know, make my right blood vessel pop out of my eye. That was during the show. So
even though, really.
Yeah.
We're at a pretty good place, I think.
I think so. I enjoy what
disagree.
We do, and we offer counterpoint.
I don't think any of us are in a good space right now.
Can you turn him up, please? Because that like my microphone sounds really. Is your mic low again? Is
it low? I might be talking low, so that just might be me as well because
okay.
I'm melancholy.
Right. Let me. You know, I turned you down. That's what it is.
Oh,
go ahead. Oscar.
Okay, yes. No problem.
You disagree. You don't think we're in a good place.
I think that Rob has the calorie count problem. I think I have a blood pressure problem. You clearly have multiple problems. We're not in a good space.
Yeah, I'm literally leaving this studio today. To go get an MRI.
That's yes.
Just, but that's
that
just
sucks.
For pleasure.
Yes. For the, well, I get them
so
twice a year.
You got
just
the
for
gift
fun,
certificate?
Like a massage.
That's the gift yeah. certificate I sent you this year for
yeah,
Christmas.
Thank you. The MRI gift certificate.
Yeah.
Thank you.
MRI MB, it's called.
That's the place with the inappropriate
yeah,
touching.
Once a month.
Yeah, and the brain scan.
I think it was Saint Vincenzo who said that we are one. And, you know, and that's a good thing to remember during these holiday times. So as you enjoy your ginger water by the hearth,
yum.
You know, remember that everyone, it could always be worse. It could always be worse. Thank you and Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Isn't that on your card this year?
That it could always be worse?
Yeah. Merry Christmas. It could always be worse.
Yeah, sure.
I think a more appropriate speech might have been, it's hard to feel grim when your ship has come in.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah,
Can we edit this in post?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, let's do what every podcast does. Let's say we're going to edit in post.
Can you turn that down? No, that does not require the Christmas music, so turn that down.
All right, go on.
All right, here we go. It's easy to grin when your ship has come in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man who can smile is the man who's worthwhile. No, no, I'm sorry. Did I mess that up?
Yeah.
But I'll start again.
We'll edit this in post. Yes.
Let me just make sure that I've got this. I want to make sure. Get that paper, mailbag, papers everywhere. All right,
the papers.
All right, there we go. Oops. Are you there?
Oh, you turned up the volume on Skype.
Oh, my.
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
CBS FM.
God almighty, hold on a second.
Only
is that you or
CBS.
Me?
CBS. That's you.
That's you. I didn't touch or change anything.
I haven't.
Yeah, I know, but I mean they usually hold on. Now I'm just
now we're gone.
Connecting everything.
Yeah, hello? Hello.
Better.
Right. Hold on just a second.
Nothing.
All right. I'm sorry.
Dan O'Brien.
No, I didn't have that turned up this morning. So but literally that's all I did was turn up a volume that was turned up yesterday.
Oh, so my God.
That's what I had.
So Mike, it's hard.
it's easy.
Can you see me yet?
No, I cannot see you.
Hey,
do you have your camera off?
TM, though. Trademark.
Hold on.
No, that's for the mic.
Oh, the mic.
I knew when I was trying to be, and they're going to be quiet because you're not here, Oscar, but they do a little adjustment thing that happens when we do that, when we get that sound.
No, I'm
going to get blamed for it. And
you're fine, Mike. We can edit this in post.
We're going to absolutely edit it in post.
Hey, Max, back with my ATM card.
Yeah, you didn't think he was going to come back, did you?
It actually cleared.
Max was doing a funny thing where he had his hand up his sleeve, where it looked like he was in the war.
Yeah,
come on,
Max. You can listen to the show in the green room
right now.
Yes. Thank you. No password on that computer. Just hit enter.
Hey, let's call it the orange room when he's in it.
The orange room.
Yeah. Do you know why it's called a green room, even when it's not green?
Oh no.
Because in days of old.
War times?
Even before some of the big wars.
Oh, wow.
The strong lights of being on stage was hard on actors' eyes.
Uh-huh.
And they thought that green was the most soothing color. So the room that actors would wait in was painted green to soothe their eyes while they weren't going on stage.
Wow.
That's information.
That's old Hollywood.
No, what that is, that's old-timey.
Old-timey.
I'd like to send that out to my friend Gary Stein. Who may or may not be celebrating Christmas this year.
But if that's black and white, if the shows were in black and white, why would
you see me now?
I see
you. Yeah, we didn't see in black and white.
You're back.
Jeez.
The world's always been in color, Oscar.
Ah.
Unless you're a dog. Dogs see in black and white.
Not true, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, are you getting that feedback or anything
no,
like that?
No, we got
that?
No sound
dynamite.
Mike. All we have
are
is,
you seeing my picture
you
or
look
am
great.
Seeing a spinning thing?
You look great. You're in maroon today.
Yeah, Christmassy.
Just trying to
Santa Claus.
It's easy to grin when your ship has come in and you've got the stock market beat. No, it's not stock market.
Stark.
I'm sorry. Let's do that.
Stock
market.
Don't be Iron Man.
Tony
Iron
Stark
Man. Yeah.
Market.
Right. Yeah. Right. You know, hold on. We're gonna try again. It's easy to grin when your ship has come in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man who's worthwhile is the man who can smile. When his pants are too tight in the sea. Delahue, will you loop for my stretch marks, please? All right, let's get right to it. Let's open up the mailbag for today. Because it's not about this, or it's not about our camera, or it's not about...
Whoa.
And my camera is just spinning, so I'm not monitoring myself, so I can't see my own
pretty
face.
You look great, Mike. You look
dynamite.
Just happy about that. Welcome. Now it's
Christmas.
Time for the mailbag, ladies and gentlemen.
You
the Christmas mailbag. You had the particularly long one and verbose one today. Is that?
It's not as long as it looks. There's a lot of empty space in there.
Chock-a-block.
All right, let's lay it on you. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Dear gents, just waiting for the new music. I was shocked and disappointed to hear that Mike was making his margaritas using a mix. I have a great, easy recipe that I wanted to share with you all. You know what? I'm all in because we have a lady who lets us use her lime tree. And this, I have never seen limes. Why are you laughing at that? Why are you laughing? Why are you chortling at that?
Like,
Woody.
Bellas, would you like to come over and use my lime tree?
There is a lady next to Carla's buddy who lets people have limes because she's got so many of them in this tree. These limes, these were the size of navel oranges, yeah, these limes that
Carla
brought
citrus trees
on.
Actually almost can be a nuisance because if you don't pick the
that's
root,
why
they
we're not
fall
allowed to
fall.
That's why we're not allowed to plant our own down here.
Exactly.
Because they are. They
why
don't
are
let
they
us
a
in
nuisance?
Cocoonville.
Because that'd if be- you don't harvest the fruit, it falls and rots. I have a cousin who has grapefruits, oranges, and limes, and it's horrible because they have to pick them up and throw them away.
What if you've got a citrus tree and a coconut tree?
Well, you put the lime in the coconut.
Okay, can I do this? I was shocked and disappointed to hear that Mike was making his margaritas using a mix. Here's a great easy recipe that I wanted to share with you all. 3 cups of lime juice, 1/2 cup triple sec, 1 cup silver tequila, 1 cup gold tequila. Well, that's not the mix. That's just making the margarita, right?
Right.
So it's just lime juice? That's all it is? Mix those and then add 1 can of Budweiser beer. This adds a bit of cut. No, gross.
That's why I included this as the first letter.
You know, I'm not one of the Bud Light Lime people, okay? That love that beer. I know there's a subset of alcoholics that are totally passionate about that booze, but I don't like. I've sipped on the Bud Light Lime. It does the citrus. And the beer does not rock my world like it does so many of you.
What about tomato juice and beer? I know some people love that.
No, that's called a red eye.
Yeah, it is, right.
And you know, by the way, I had a sales guy that I worked with back at WBEY, Bay Country 103 on the eastern shore of Maryland, named Gene, who had rotten teeth and ate eggs and drank a red eye the morning after his hangover. And it was I almost wanted to throw up right on the table in front of him when we had a breakfast meeting. When I was the program director
I love
of that
radio people.
You can, anyway, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, or a blessed Wookiee life, whatever. Thank you, Alex. No, don't care for it. I just that's not. Where does the bud come into it? You
it
know?
Adds I a mean, little bit of carbonation.
I don't want carbonation.
Do you have a neighbor right with along. A Budweiser tree?
A Budweiser tree next door. These limes. I wonder if I have a couple in the kitchen. I'd love to see one.
Yeah,
gentlemen, on Christmas Eve I'll turn 44. While I share a birthday with Ricky Martin and Ryan Seacrest, I haven't achieved a fraction of their success, nor will I ever look as good as them in a pair of skinny jeans. My hope to get something. Were they drunk in text, or were you the one that was drunk?
Yeah. Oh no! I was very sober.
My hope is to get something they'll never get: a birthday greeting from Bob Barker one last time while he's still with us. I throw my mercy at the fickle one-armed bandit. I've been gypped out of enough birthday presents as a kid. Yours in Christ, Chris Pontani, who wants to hear Bob Barker. Let's see if we can find
yes.
Bob for him. Okay, here we go. Plinko.
Hey.
There it is. All right, let's bring him, Bob. Here he comes right now. I would love to say to Chris Pontani, hello, Christopher, on The Price is Right. What do we have for Christopher? I am in my 90s now, and I am going to fall down the stairs this Christmas.
No, I think you're on a one level, Bob.
I'm going to break my hip this Christmas. Wonderful. Please remember to spay and neuter your pets. You had a question,
yeah.
Robbie.
It turns out that you are a big enthusiast of tequila.
I love tequila only when it's spiked with Budweiser beer. Gag me with a spoon. Thank you very much. Moving right along, everyone. Let's say hi to dear TMS crew. I am writing to let you know what your show means to me. I know Mike appreciates brevity. Just for the purpose of illustration.
Right.
That's brevity. I know Mike appreciates brevity. So I will try to be short and to the point. I'm a big fan and a bonus show subscriber from Northern California. Since February of 2016, my husband and I have had 2 major life-changing events. In February of 2016, my husband was laid off. Then he decided to retire. Well, that's one way of doing it, I guess.
Well, it's like being invited to retire.
We relocated from San Francisco to Santa Rosa, 60 miles away, where we bought our retirement home. Because I'm still slaying the dragon, I commuted to work in San Francisco each day. Then in October of this year, we lost our home in the Tubbs fire in Santa Rosa. That sucks.
Yeah.
Nothing can prepare you for that kind of loss. I can't imagine. But we are moving forward. God bless you. The purpose of this letter is not to give you my bio, but rather to tell you how much your show means to me. It is hard for me to put into words just how much listening to your show has helped me get through these two events. Having some sense of normalcy has been so important, and as strange as it might sound in the scheme of things, the show is like a good friend that I can depend on to comfort me. Thank you so much. You are all amazing, and I look forward to listening to you in 2018. Wishing you the merriest holiday season. Your charmed fan, Lori Alkire. And man, oh man, is that generous when somebody's gone through that, taking time to say thank you to us. Lori, hang in there. Our very, very, very best to you and everybody out there in California that's gone through this incredible time. It's just stunning when you think of the loss of homes out there. Just amazing. I went through Irma down here, saw the people that got flooded. It's nothing compared to that, to be honest with you.
Right.
If you are down in the Keys, I know people can say, hey, I have people that lost their house in the Keys. That is the same thing. But I'm talking about people that can rebuild and have a structure left. It's still not nearly like walking into some of these neighborhoods where you're looking at just a series of foundations, which is what these fires do
embers,
to neighborhoods. So hang in there, Lori, and God bless you for thinking of us and sending us that wonderful note. Guys, I loved your Bill Kinnison interview. I listened twice already. I'll be watching and recording the documentary because I was so enthralled. Mr. O'Mara nailed the questions and guided Mr. Kinnison in a way that got brutal honesty and information that I'll bet has not been heard before, like the coat back story. And your question about surrogate interviews, you gents knocked it out of the park. Respectfully, Dusty Woodard. That was fun talking to him. And
that was a good interview.
There was a time in that interview, I should point out, I didn't talk about this after the show, where Oscar, Mike, and Rob sat here and we just got all quiet because he started to talk about what it was like being in the trail car where he saw his brother and watched his brother pass. I mean, that was stunning. Hello, 'tis the season of giving. I wanted to take a quick minute to thank you guys for the show. Listening to the podcast is always a favorite part of my day. When my family emigrated from El Salvador in the early 80s, it meant leaving behind friends and extended families as well as everything we owned. I felt unmoored and disconnected, and I wish more Americans would maybe think in terms of that. When we think about the immigration
valid.
Issues,
yes.
Think about what people are leaving behind. I don't think people even connect in that way. I wish people would. Since then, my life in the U.S. has been about rebuilding connections, creating community, and putting down roots. When I started listening to The Morning Zoo as I got ready for school, I had no way of knowing listening to Mike O'Mara would be something I would happily do for decades. I'm so happy to have the podcast around, and I hope it's around for many more years to come. So, thanks to each of you for letting us listeners in on the fun. P.S. While I don't always agree with his opinions, I love that Oscar is part of the show. His stories of growing up in a Latino family, while not exactly like mine, are similar enough that I feel a greater connection to the show. And while I seem to be in the minority, I love his laugh.
Aww. Gracias.
P.P.S., thanks to Ponyboy for helping me figure out how to access my bonus show content recently. He was a tremendous help.
Yay!
Well, how about
that?
Yeah.
One in the win column!
El Caballito!
That's Patricia. And Merry Christmas, Patricia. Dear boys, it has been quite a year. You fellas have once again carried us through the bumps and roadblocks of our lives with daily laughter. You made special events for your fans and even bought Winston and Santos, brought them into our families. Thanks for including us in the fun ride at the TMOS Park. It has been a joy to unwrap our gifts each day. And so in closing, I like that. And so in closing, it's easy to grin. No, I'm sorry. And so in closing, I really only have one thing to say. Merry Christmas, Carla. Dirk Vastra!
Oh! Snake in the grass.
That's right.
Merry Christmas, Dirk.
Maybe he'll
thanks
be coming,
your support.
Coming down your chimney, no?
Yeah. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, Dirk Vastra close.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
we know you're
Mike,
married, Dirk.
Yeah.
Mike, Oscar, Pony, and Spiewak.
Nice.
What's up, guys? Am I too late? My birthday is December 30th, and you guys always go on vacation.
Always.
Yeah, sorry.
Always.
And I always forget to request a birthday greeting before you break. Well, this is the latest we've ever gone, so that's why you're finally getting it. You would have missed it again.
We are running up to it.
Exactly.
My Dominican mother-in-law says it's bad luck to seek birthday greetings before your birthday, but what the hell does she know? So
nice.
I'm turning the big 5-0 this year. I don't have any impressions to request, just a question for the big guy, Mike. What the F happens now? Oh, I can answer that. I'll tell you. It's just you start to total degrade.
Yeah.
It's just everything. All the parts start to fail. The warranty's over.
It's like they've released a new iMic, and the old iMic battery has gone bad.
That's exactly what it is. And Rob, you are knocking on the door. Time to go get the 2018 bonus show. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, whatever. Longtime fam, Jim Aldag in Jersey City, New Jersey. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Now another letter comes our way. Just starts. I'd love for Mike to send birthday wishes to my man, Eric Leaf, as opposed to Leif Erickson.
That's kind of a clever name. I hadn't noticed
Eric
that.
Eric Leaf. He listens to every TMOS podcast, including bonus shows, and will be thrilled to hear Mike wish him a happy birthday in the voice of Red from The Shawshank Redemption. Eric is turning 43. Nothing is special about that number, so this might be the coolest thing to happen to him this birthday. Much love, Charisse. So this is Eric Leaf. Let's see what happens, okay? Shawshank Prison. Shawshank Prison, Shawshank Prison. Woo! There we go.
Big winner.
Yeah. Bring Red in here, okay? There's a man I knew. He was walking the yard. Slowly he'd take that prison wall and drop it down through his pants. His name was Eric Leaf. Kind of kept to himself at one end of the yard. All I knew about my man Eric Leaf is that he was turning 43, and there was something particular about Eric Leaf that I liked. I liked him, especially when he crawled through 300 yards of septic tank.
Just briefly. You don't even have to open the door again. Don't you think that Red would have said, all I knew about Eric Leaf is that his shoes were always dirty? Because he was dropping all that dirt on his feet.
All I knew about Eric Leaf is that as he took that wall and dropped it through his pants, his shoes were always dusty, but the guards were too stupid to pick up on that.
Dimwits.
You know, you find something out about a man in prison. No one looks at your shoes. It's kind of a running theme in that movie, you know, when he puts on the warden's shiny shoes and he's walking back to his cell. Nobody cares about his shoes, not all. But he had those wonderful posters of Raquel Welch and Rita Hayworth, and then
were they wearing shoes?
And then they all came in and watched King Kong. No, I'm sorry, that's another prison movie with Tom Hanks and Timothy Robbins was there. I gotta go. All right,
bye, Red.
I gotta go, Andy.
Sorry.
Very good.
Always nice.
This is Alan Williamson, professor of technical theater at Virginia Commonwealth University.
Yeah! Go Rams!
And newly minted sexagenarian as of December 16th. I've been an avid listener for at least a third of those 60 years. On the threshold of my virile, vigorous, and potent 60s, I would like nothing better than for G. Gordon Liddy to invite me onto a nude cruise on the Veen Dom. A nude. I'm not sure, even though Liddy was a horn dog, whether they were nude cruises or not. I bet there was nudity on them.
I'm sure. I think they had nude night.
You have to have it.
As an aside, your Liddy bits over the years have been the funniest I've heard, and yet they do not even approach the Shakespearean buffoonery of the real G-Man. That is true. Semper Fi, boys. Keep the Tupperware handy. Alan Williamson, Technical Director, Assistant Professor, VCU Department of Theater.
Yay.
Let's bring Mr. Lydian.
Woo! I'd like to point out to you, Alan, in the event that you have an intruder that is in your yard and you take him down with a revolver, drag him back into your house or you will be prosecuted. And gun control is hitting what you aim at.
Thank you very
Mike,
much.
Mike, are you proud when you look back that you spent so many years working alongside a historical footnote?
History.
Yeah. What a thrill. Yeah. What a thrill it was. People do still raise their eyebrows when I tell them, like, the original lineup, like the mega lineup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At JFK, when we had our highest numbers, was Howard Stern in the morning, G. Gordon Liddy middays, and Don and Mike in the afternoon.
Yeah.
That was no rules. No rules. It was like suddenly we have this right-wing pundit in the middle of all this buffoonery, and for some reason, it all kind of worked. It was strange until Don and Gordon started comparing ball size, and then it all went south after that.
I remember, you know, that happened.
Who won?
It was a tie.
Nobody. They wouldn't do it.
the first time I heard Liddy, I was going to school, and I was driving up 95, and the signal started to come in, and I didn't know if you guys started at 2 or 3. So it was before I interned for you. And I heard Liddy's show, and he was talking about natives in some country tying their testicles up with twine. And I said, Mike seems to be doing an impression of Maxwell Smart, but I don't get the bit.
Tie them with twine so that they would be fierce competitors on the battlefield.
Weird dude. And finally, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony. I wanted to share a quick thank you. In the past year, I have moved my family from California to a small town in eastern Washington for ministry, and it hasn't been the smoothest transition. My 16-year-old daughter has really struggled with us, pulling her out of a high school of over 2,000 people to a high school of 85. Wow. Growing up with the same friends and then having that pulled away has really affected her and put a strain on our father-daughter relationship. This past week, I had to drive her to the University of Washington for an appointment with a knee surgeon. The drive was 9.5 hours round trip that we did together in one day, just her and I. I was praying that it would be a breakthrough in our relationship and I could get my best friend back. Oh, that's sweet. During the road trip, I put on an episode of your show. I immediately got the, "Dad, this is talk radio. Boring. Let's listen to music." But I just said, "Michaela, just listen to one episode. This is beautiful." At the end of the episode, I turned it to music. My daughter turned to me and said, "Let's listen to another." "That one guy's laugh is annoying, but I really like it." We listened to 4 more episodes on the drive home. She was laughing at the same parts that I found funny. She related to the guys and in turn started to relate to me. We got home and my wife asked me how it went. With tears in my eyes, I was able to share that the boys brought my daughter back to me. Oh, my God. Sweet. It has been a week of miracles as we now laugh and talk again. This was the breakthrough I desperately needed as a father. That is a first in my career.
Beautiful, isn't it?
For that, I thank you. I needed my little girl back, and your show has started us on that path. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yours in Christ. I guess if he's in the ministry.
Yeah, he's a real guy.
Matthew Wyatt, senior pastor, Waits Christian Church. That is awesome. Start the show. Light them up.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You want all day tomorrow, I suppose.
If it's quite convenient, sir.
It's not convenient. Mm-hmm. And it's not fair. If I were to hold back 0.5 crown from your pay for it, you'd think yourself ill-used, I'll be bound. But you don't think me ill-used when I pay a day's wages for no work.
Christmas comes but once a year, sir.
Poor excuse for picking a man's pocket every 25th of December. And I suppose you must have it. Be here all the earlier the next morning, Cratchit.
Yes, sir, I shall. I certainly shall.
Make sure.
Yes, sir.
Merry Christmas, Bob Cratchit.
And the same to you, Mr. Fred.
Merry Christmas, Uncle. I said, Merry Christmas, Uncle.
Humbug.
Christmas, a humbug, Uncle. Surely you don't mean that.
I do. What's Christmas but a time for buying things for which you have no need, no money? Time for finding yourself a year older, not an hour richer. If I could work my will, every idiot who goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled in his own pudding and buried with a stake of holly through his heart.
Come now, Uncle.
Nephew, you keep Christmas in your way and let me keep it in mine.
Keep it? But you don't keep it.
Let me leave it alone, then.
And a Merry Christmas to you, Mr. Scrooge.
Humbug!
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Thank you very much, Wade, and Merry Christmas to you and the Byard family, the Baird family. Baird, is it Baird?
Byard.
The Byard family. That previous clip from George C. Scott brought to you by emphysema. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is...
Tonight you'll be visited by three cigarettes.
The Michael Merritt Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you're in the know. We are on air and on demand and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show every day, all day. Humbug. You can reach us. Well, you're not going to reach us today. We're going to be talking to each other. Our show today brought to you by, well, we had such a wide open Wednesday fest yesterday. It was delightful. Let me take this opportunity to thank all the people that called on Wednesday. We really enjoyed your phone calls. More to come in 2018.
Yeah, it only took 12 months.
Absolutely. Our show today brought to you by Honey. If you want to save money while doing your holiday shopping online, you should join Honey. True story, I used this app. I loved it. Before they came on as advertisers, I used Honey. It saved me money. I want it to work for you. Honey is a free browser extension. It's available on Chrome, Firefox, and Safari. It saves you time and money while shopping online at tens of thousands of stores. While you shop, Honey instantly finds every working coupon code on the internet. Then at checkout, Honey will automatically apply the best code to your cart. Time Magazine calls it basically free money. Honey also tracks prices so you know the best time to buy. This is a wonderful browser extension, and that's simply something you get online, and it helps you. Black Friday and Cyber Monday may be over, but you can still save money this Christmas with Honey. Honey has already saved over hundreds of millions of dollars for over 6 million members. It is completely free to join. And it only takes two clicks to start saving money. Join Honey today for free at joinhoney.com/TMOS. That's joinhoney.com/TMOS. And what a wonderful letter that was in the mailbag.
A lot of sweetness in the mailbag this week, if they just would work on their grammar.
Yeah, you know, you hear a lot about the people that bond. And you hear, mostly I think of in terms of men with their sons listening to the show. But road trips, people do collect this show. They listen.
Oh, yeah.
That's the biggest difference between radio, which we are still on, by the way, and hello to everybody on KCJJ and our friends down in Ocean City on the Wave. But they, you know, people will stockpile this show and they'll listen on car trips. And I have listened to this show on long car trips as well. And do you guys remember when we were driving down to Fort Myers Beach and we were just listening to comedians,
stand-up comedians? Yeah. It was great.
Because the time flew so much faster. This show's similar to that because there's that kind of content.
I've missed exits listening to talk shows.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you do. You do. You get caught up in it, and it's a great way. It's kind of the equivalent of when I'm flying across the country, the rare occurrences where I've actually taken somebody up in conversation. The time has flown by.
Well, that's the best way to do it.
My memory is of a flight from D.C. to Los Angeles where I was next to a guy that served in the Israeli Special Forces, and he was an elderly gentleman, and he wanted to tell some stories, and it was riveting, and he was finishing up this story about military exercises that they were on and, you know, the danger that he faced with it and just his philosophy on life. And suddenly I looked out the window and we were making our descent into Los Angeles and the time had flown that quickly. Mm. So that's what they do with this show.
Not a guy in the special services, but another good person to fly with for passing time is Jimmy Cerito.
Oh, is he?
He actually
is. The best.
He really is.
He gets you hammered.
He does get you hammered, but he also he has a fascinating backstory.
It'll be
of him
okay.
In his life as a bartender and everything.
Well, Jimmy's got a Los Angeles connection, too. He's got family out in L.A.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Jimmy's got a lot of family out in L.A., and then he loves to talk about his dad, who was up in Buffalo and worked for the Buffalo Sabres for a long time, and Jimmy's got a wonderful backstory as well. But anyway, just wanted to say thank you.
He also
for
has
all those
warrants out, right, Jimmy?
Jimmy has several warrants in several states. I will
and
not
he's booked
enumerate
warrant at his bar.
I will not mention the I will not mention the states that he's being sought in.
Currently wanted.
As a Christmas miracle, could you tell us a brief encapsulation of the time you were riding motorcycles with him and he saw the Blues Brothers car?
I'll tell you two stories about Jimmy.
This is the best.
This is really an all-time favorite.
My first trip to the motorcycle rally in Sturgis, South Dakota, was, is it South Dakota or North Dakota?
They're the
South
same. Dakota. They merged, you didn't see?
It's Dakota.
The Dakota.
They're one state South now. We're Dakota. Back to 49.
It had to be South Dakota because it's the first Dakota we hit. So that'd be the South one. So we're driving up, and I do it
as
the
crow's
wimpy
fly.
Way. Some of my motorcycle compatriots decide they're actually going to ride all the way from the great state of Virginia to Sturgis and actually take the southern route, like go through Texas and then come up through Colorado and get there that way. Just a massive ride. These are guys that can ride
that's like
1,000 miles.
Full two days.
These guys can ride. They can ride till their asses fall off.
Wow.
That's how far they can ride. I, on the other hand, said, how about a flight to Denver and then about a 7-hour bike ride up through with an overnight, mind you, into Sturgis, and that's the way. And we'll rent our big Harleys. And so it's me and it's Jimmy, and it's really the first guys road trip that I'd taken in quite some time. And we meet our friend Rich Hostely, who comes over the mountains on his mini bike. He's like a 6'4" guy that rides a mini bike, and you know he looked like a scene in Dumb and Dumber when he arrived because he'd gone through the mountain passes and you know. But anyway, we all rendezvous in Denver.
Hi,
and
it's time to rendezvous.
And we well that's when we got together.
I
okay,
know,
it's a word.
That's a good
and
word.
So we get together, and then we're gonna ride. Jimmy's gonna ride his rental. I'm gonna ride my rental, and we're gonna take it up to Sturgis. And so we get underway, and it was a perfect match of personalities. You had me, kind of a type A, uptight guy. You've got Jimmy, who loves everybody. And then you've got super chill L.A. boy Rich Hostely, who, you know, is just like, I never saw a guy work a bartender better than Rich Hostely.
He is so ruggedly handsome.
You know, we'd sit there and there'd be, you know, you go into a bar with three guys and there's a beautiful bartender on the other side. And we're going, man, look at her. Jimmy's going, oh, my God, he's a hottie. And I'm like, man, look at that. Hey, boy. Hi, how are you? How's it going? And then Rich would be like, can I get a glass of water, please? And then, you know, 10 minutes later, you see her like eyes on Rich's just. Intertwined eyes, just staring at him. And Jimmy and I are going, another Budweiser, please. But anyway, I digress. The fact is that we head out and we're doing fine. There are a few things that that Jimmy did that annoyed me in just a lovable way. Number one, he wanted to stop by Carhenge. I wanted to get up to Sturgis to the motorcycle ride. Jimmy wanted to go to the tourist attraction, I think in Nebraska, where they have cars set up like Stonehenge in Scotland.
They're buried in the ground.
It's about an hour out of our way, but Jimmy wanted to go, do, here it is. And he knew I hated it.
Sure.
And so one of the mornings, we stay at a motel overnight, and that next morning, we're going to go to Carhenge. And I had been leading the group. I had been the lead motorcycle, and back at the time, I didn't have nav. Didn't have nav on my bike. I'm looking at a map, and I'm getting a basic idea of where we're going. And I head out, and I'd done really, really well. We hadn't made any wrong turns. So Jimmy asks if he can lead the way to Carhenge, and I'm like, you know, against my better judgment, I said, yeah, okay, that'd be fine, no problem, Jimmy. And Jimmy, we pull out of the parking lot, and there is a left-hand turn. Followed by an immediate, maybe 300 feet right-hand turn to get on the main drag. Mm-hmm. And Jimmy pulls out of the parking lot and floors his motorcycle and just doesn't take the turn and is going in the complete wrong direction, just like, doop-de-doop-doo, so excited. I'm risking life and limb to catch Jimmy. Rich is in back of me. He's waving. I said, I know. The dip decided to just take off, and it takes me 3.5 miles to catch Jimmy. And then we double back. The next thing that that Jimmy did was, well, the joy of Carhenge was just like, isn't this great? I said, yeah, Jimmy, let's get a T-shirt.
Better than you thought.
This is great. Oh, no, not even remotely close.
Really? Because we set the bar rather low.
We were there for maybe 6-7 minutes, and it could have been 2. You know, where it's like, okay, here they are. Hey, look at that. Hey, an old Chevy tipped on its end. It looked like Stonehenge. Day. So we get out of Dodge. And then there was a beautiful moment in the countryside of Nebraska where we pulled over just to stretch our legs in the middle of nowhere. Literally in the middle of the plains. Looks like a scene out of Dances with Wolves.
Right.
It's that wide open, and there was a wild horse, I am not kidding you, in the middle of this field, a horse that was just out in this field, and there was all this fencing along. So maybe it wasn't a wild horse. So the horse just comes over and greets us, and we took a selfie with the horse. It was a really sweet, tender moment.
Wilbur.
Yeah. And we all made love on the grass.
I used a stool.
So I go up to Sturgis. Make a long story short, I told you all about it. I did some cut-ins from Sturgis. You guys remember?
Yes.
Where I was up there, and then I got horribly ill. I don't know what did it. Probably the booze. Probably being next to the motorcycle.
I think it
burnout
was.
Pit.
I think it was inhaling rubber. I think
it
that's
was,
what
it
made
might
you
have been
sick.
Inhaling rubber. Poisoned. I was sick, and it's time to come back. And we're going to come back on the other side, and we're going to go through the great state of Wyoming, where there were 40 to 45 mile an hour steady crosswinds, and we're going 75 miles an hour on our bikes with a 45 mile an hour crosswind being just passed by these 18-wheelers. It was a scary, scary ride, but we made it, and we were fantastic. About halfway there, we are literally, there's so much open space out west. There's so much incredible, beautiful open space, and as an East Coaster, you don't get a sense of that. And we're driving along, and suddenly, in the distance, coming towards me, I see the Blues Brothers mobile, the one that you will see at like Universal Studios, the one you will see, it's a novelty act.
1974 Dodge police car.
It's a police car, and in it are the two actors that I guess are going up to Sturgis or going to some festival.
Tribute artists, Mike.
Tribute artists where they're going to play the Blues Brothers, but they're driving in the Blues Mobile out in the middle of Wyoming.
It's so sad.
And I go by and I'm like, oh, that's interesting. And I drive back and I'm driving up about 500 more yards. And I look in my side mirror of my motorcycle and Jimmy Cerrito is almost wrecking his motorcycle because he's waving at me because he has seen the Blues Brothers and he's going, day, like that, literally almost ditching his motorcycle because he got so excited to see the Blues Brothers. And I know what he wanted to do. I didn't pay attention to him because I know what he wanted to do. He, every fiber of his toddler soul wanted to turn around and chase them.
Right.
And catch them and get a picture taken with them. We did not go along with it. Rich was with me on that one as Jimmy was going, Blues Brothers! No, not the real guys,
part.
Jimmy. Calm down. Please calm down.
My favorite part of the story is initially Jimmy's thing was maybe Mike didn't see them.
Yeah,
exactly. After they drove by you. I mean,
maybe I didn't see the giant speaker on their car with the two guys in black suits with sunglasses and hats driving a Dodge, 70s Dodge police car.
The speaker.
Merry Christmas, Jimmy.
Merry Christmas, Jimmy.
Merry Christmas. Thank you for sending me the text pictures of the bathroom remodel. He did. Yeah, he did. I got him yesterday. Yeah. He showed me that. He says, say a prayer for Super Bowl grand opening. That's
oh,
what
cool.
he's hoping for.
Nice.
Right? Yeah. And you know, I'll be flying, and you know I'll be flying in a blizzard. You know that's going to happen. That's a prerequisite, because it's Jimmy. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
If I had to guess my IQ, I would say it's about a million.
Thing is, I've always thought IQ tests were kind of math-based, and if that's the case, I would probably fail miserably.
I seem to recall most of them, there is some math, but there's also some spatial stuff. You know what I remember when I was being tested, what I couldn't figure
the
out?
The man's hand touching your penis.
That's right.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Thanks, Pony.
Again. Hours a week, just
hey, you are who put me on the promo. Thank you.
At MikeOMaraShow.com.
More than
Pony said, Mike Pony said you earned that.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's so weird and creepy.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Omaha Steaks.
Yum.
You've earned it. Okay. I got to do this.
All right, please.
The holidays are here. Are you looking for the perfect gift? Let me tell you about Omaha Steaks and how for only $49.99, you can get our family gift pack. You've earned it. Just go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code TMOS in the search bar. You're going to get 75% off. I have both given and received Omaha Steaks. And while they say 'tis better to give than receive, I don't care about the giving part. I love getting them. Yum, yum. Omaha Steaks has unique gifts for gourmet food lovers. All the best steaks, flavorful tender aged beef, seafood, poultry, pork, veal, lamb. They have everything. It's a perfect gift. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving exclusive savings just to our listeners. Listen to what you get for under $50. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, plus four burgers, the best I've ever had, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, plus four additional kielbasa sausages free.
Free.
Get this limited time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com. Type in TMOS in the search bar and add the family gift pack to your cart. Only $49.99. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Enter TMOS in the search bar and enjoy 75% savings on this amazing assortment. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. Thank you, Omaha Steaks. Everything okay up there?
Yeah, you know what today is? We didn't even mention yet. Today is the day of the penultimate fruitcake.
Oh, it is this. That's right. The penultimate. The penultimate fruitcake. This is a good time to do it, Rob.
Thank you.
Perfect timing. Here's our letter of the day. TMOS crew, while the holiday season should be a time of cheer, mine comes with a sense of imminent doom.
Oh, no.
My father is a Fox News Kool-Aid drinking conservative, and my father-in-law is an MSNBC-loving quasi-socialist liberal.
Oh, dear.
We love them both dearly. However, they both incessantly bloviate, loudly spouting their deeply held beliefs with nary a thought of actually discussing any issues or considering that others may have differing points of view. That sounds difficult.
Yeah, happy Christmas.
When these two combustible forces come in proximity of each other during the holidays,
look out.
There is a high probability of a cataclysmic explosion. However, this year I came to the realization that TMOS has the perfect solution to my problem. At the first hint of political discussion, I can take slices of Rob's alcohol-soaked slab of peacekeeping goodness and shove it into each of their mouths, thus rendering them incapable of spewing their myopic points of view. Christmas has been saved, so please help me, TMOS. You are my only hope. Happy holidays, and thank you for continuing to bring the funny day after day. That's Matt Keaton or Kaiden. Let's call Matt right now and find out the correct pronunciation of his last name, unless he leaves an answering machine. And if he does leave an answering machine message, it better have fruitcake in it, because then he gets the fruitcake anyway. Let's see if we get Matt on the line.
This fingers crossed.
Probably one of my favorite letters. Hello,
one.
Matt. Matt.
Hello?
Matt, Mike O'Mara, yeah. How are you?
Oh, Mike, how are you? I'm doing great. Thank you.
Matt, is it Keaton or Kaiden?
Kaiden.
Kaiden. Matt Kaiden, I don't suppose you know why I'm calling you this morning.
Fruitcake.
Yeah! Woo! And I have to tell you, Matt, probably one of my all-time favorite letters. I truly, truly enjoy that. I can practically picture you shoving the fruitcake in the dad's mouths. That would be just incredible.
Yeah,
that
slice it thick, Matt.
I'm excited to have the opportunity.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, Matt, you have the letter of the day. Congratulations. Enjoy the holiday season. I hope you can keep your relatives apart and not have them tear each other limb from limb. And Merry Christmas to you, Matt. Thanks for listening.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Matt.
That's awesome.
I love that.
That was a great, great letter. That was fantastic. I have to give you a Florida wildlife update.
You've been teasing it all week. You're killing me.
Okay, this has been on my mind ever since it happened. I am coming back from Zoomers, where my son went to his go-kart birthday party, where he was down there. His very first go-kart ride, which was, I have the video of it. I should probably send both of the Godfathers the clip of the video. It's really, really hysterical.
Zoomers?
Zoomers is the name.
Because the go-karts go zoom?
Well, it's just the name of the place, and it's kind of a junior, young person, you know, super little person's amusement park.
It's for little kids.
It's okay. For little kids. Thank you. That's all I needed to say.
Yeah.
How you doing, everybody?
It's a super young person's.
So you'd say yeah, by the time they got to
young,
be like
little people, Peter like, Dinklage.
They call them dwarfs.
21. If they're 21 years old, they're probably too old to go to Zoomeria.
Some of these are 9-year-old animals.
You went down to see Joan.
I... So, Zoomers, by the way, great choice for a birthday party. I want to thank our friends Mike and Dana for doing this because it was a wonderful, wonderful birthday party. Because my son, I have to point out that in Bar Harbor, Maine, we used to have a place up there when I was a little lad called Cartland. And it's now a vacant lot, and you can actually see the track overgrown with weeds where I drive by. There's nothing that makes me feel more ancient than when you drive by a memory from your childhood that literally looks like it's an archaeological site.
And it's creepy. And it's sad. It's like Scooby-Doo, like an abandoned amusement park.
I look back on this, and I think of my suffering parents that dealt with their, like, 7-8-year-old constantly up on trips to Maine, the most beautiful place in the world where we have the beautiful mountains and the beautiful ocean and the beautiful air and the beautiful blueberries and the beautiful lobsters, and they had a little kid just going, Cartland, want to go to the car? Want to go to the go-karts?
Yeah.
I know, really. I look back on it, and I realize why I was so put upon in my childhood up there, because I definitely was the rube. I was probably the loudest one going, Cartland! Cartland! Oh, we're going to a beautiful island picnic, Mike. Cartland! I want to go to Cartland.
I want to smell the fumes.
I want to go to Cartland, and I want the guy to start the machine with a big goiter on his neck. Oh, I want to go to Cartland.
You remember that, do you?
Yeah, they got a big guy with a goiter on his neck.
Yeah, sure.
But I will tell you, one of my most incredible childhood memories was Cartland, and to see my son at 4 years of age hop into a full-sized go-kart. I didn't know that, but there it was on the sign, four and above get to ride the go-kart. So he was the cutoff age, and they put him in the go-kart, and it was just incredible to watch him do this. And he did fine. He made it all the way around the track. What he had a little problem with was when they, the little teenage guys that had pimples and were holding up their hands to get him to stop, when he basically rear-ended the one go-kart.
You're going to have to slow down, sir.
Yeah, snapped the kid's neck in front of him. Really thought he might, I thought the kid might need a neck brace. It was like,
hey,
like
you
Michael,
know what? Maybe he'll get
break,
a,
Michael.
Maybe he'll get a goiter now.
A go-kart goiter.
A go-kart, a GCG.
So it was a great day. We come back, and I get him out of the car, and we're bringing, like, his bag of, they gave him, like, a smiley face balloon with a can of silly string, and it's just like, oh, thank you. Thanks for giving the silly string. That's a real home renovator.
How fast do they go, those little carts?
Not so, they're
80 miles an hour.
There are different demarcations. There's the little bitties one, but it's a full-size golf cart. Then I think there's the teenager or the kids one, and then there are, like, grown-up golf carts. Go-karts that go super, super fast.
Well, and the reason why I ask is
two different tracks.
I've told you this. I had an accident on a go-kart when I was 11, and it was horrific, actually, if you think about it. It was in Ocean City. I remember my father asking me, there was some sort of insurance issue after the fact because the seatbelts were broken on the go-karts.
Shocks me that at an Ocean City amusement.
Did you exit the go-kart with your accident?
No, but I split my nose wide open. My dad actually saved me from a scar because he asked the cook at the little snack shack for a hard-boiled egg, and he took the skin off the hard-boiled egg, and then he put it over the gash on my nose to save me from the scar, which is surreal.
Is that like Bolivian witch doctor medicine or something
It's essentially
that?
A second.
He then said, ooh, ooh, you, ting, tang.
Well,
he's a
doctor, right? But he also.
So he actually, and was it the shell or was it the membrane?
The membrane. He took the membrane from the egg
and put it
on my nose on site to suture or super glue.
Yeah.
The split
saving
together.
Your modeling career.
I didn't know that, but my father was more concerned about the bleeding and everything else, but it stopped the bleeding, right?
I don't want him to bleed in my car.
But
it is a late model Malibu.
What was interesting for me is that, and I had ridden go-karts my entire life since I come to the States. It was fun. You're a kid,
sure.
Right? I finally got back in Arizona in 2007, years later, almost 20 years, or 10 years later, as an adult. And they were super... these adult go-karts, indoor tracks where they have on the West Coast where you can go up and down. You're going over
bridges.
Really
fast.
Yeah. And I remember sitting there being like, nut up, man. You're not 11 years old. Get so over the, whatever fear you have.
You had the PTSD.
Yeah,
the trauma.
It was wild. I totally. Chad was flying by me. Drab was flying by me. I was like, I don't want to die.
Would it have helped if you brought an?
It was so terrible.
Would it have helped if you brought an egg?
I don't know, but it was terrifying. Yeah. But when you tell that story, I get sweaty. Or I'm like,
yeah, it's nervous.
Oh God, please let nothing bad happen.
No trauma for me. Just watching my kid. He seemed to love it too. When we come back, I will tell you what happened when we walked into our house after the day of go kart fun. Because I have never been really freaked out by something down here, but this was the first time.
And wow!
I remember that we are in a tropical environment. We will tell you all about that when we come back on the Michael Mara Show.
The Political Watch never stops.
You are fake news.
Is somebody going to deal with this?
Making sense of it all can be confusing. That's where the Moore Network can help. Reintroducing Political Persuasions, a complete analysis of the big news inside the Beltway and beyond that's easy to understand.
With Mike O'Mara.
He is the president. Is he ever capable of being above the fray?
And Chris Freitz.
Not that I'm shocked by anything anymore, but that was what was surprising this time.
Political talk doesn't have to be boring. Political Persuasions.
Informed, intelligent, irreverent.
Available now on the TMOS app, on iTunes, or at MikeOMaraShow.com.
4 days left for Christmas shopping. 4 days left to fill the stock.
All new Political Persuasions will be hitting today. Let me get that in there.
3, 4. Only 4 shopping days of Christmas.
4 shopping days. Thank you.
Hurry.
All new Political Persuasions.
Here's the season to be jolly, and there's no rest for the wicked. And crazy is cool, but drinking and driving is beyond crazy.
Thanks,
it's stupid.
Ozzie.
Remember, friends don't let friends drive drunk.
That's right, Jimmy.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. When it comes to holiday gifts, what could be better than giving the gift of better sleep? Maybe you've considered a Sleep Number bed but thought you couldn't afford one. But who can afford a mediocre night's sleep? You deserve the smart, effortless comfort of a Sleep Number bed. Did you know 9 out of 10 couples disagree on mattress firmness? The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort and support on each side. I love this music for my Sleep Number commercial.
Thank you.
So it's just the right size for both of you, the right firmness, rather. Let me start again. Yes, it's right for you. Christmas. Crimble. The newest Sleep Number beds are so smart, they automatically adjust, so you both sleep comfortably throughout the night or so. They even have an adjustment for snoring. Does your bed do that? I think not. Yeah, you don't have an answer for me. They don't.
No.
My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carlos is a 65. Last night, I was a 95. I had a great night's sleep, and I feel great. Sleep Number beds cost about the same as a traditional mattress, last twice as long, and 91% of owners recommend them. Come into a Sleep Number store this week and save $200 on a Queen C4 mattress now with Sleep IQ technology, only $15.99.99. Plus, buy one new Cool Fit 2.0 pillow and get a second one half off.
Hey!
Better not tell Carla that. That's coming soon. Find the hottest and coolest holiday gifts only at sleepnumber.com or any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. For the one nearest you, call 800-511-0061 and be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. So, back to Zoomers. We don't have much time here.
Right.
We're coming back from the wonderful kids' birthday party, which was just great for me because I got to see my kids, my kid do things for the very, very first time. Go-karts, a little baby roller coaster that they had.
Oh, cool.
The baby tower of terror that they have where they lift them up and they come back down.
Yeah.
It was really, really terrific. And then inside for pizza!
Yay!
And me trying to find a chair where I could watch the kids and not be in excruciating back pain. Mm. So it was fine. We get back home. We're wrangling him out of the car. As I come down, you guys have been to this house. You know that I've got that kind of vine on the right side, right, that's next to my garage where you walk up to my front door.
Yeah.
And as we're walking there, I hear,
oh no.
What was that? Sounded to me seriously like there was some sort of squirrel in underfoot.
Right.
But it's immediately to my left. And then I hear, like, Michael, stand over there, please. Don't just stop for a second. I mean, I'm really firm with those.
Right.
Stop. And as I look down, I didn't get 1 second to look down, and I see a long black tail that appeared to be reptilian, and it scoots up the vine.
I then
poke at the with a stick. I poke at the vine for like 5 minutes, and there's nothing to it. You cannot see anything. If this is a snake, then this snake is matching all the vine in there, but it's nowhere to. I don't know if it went into the gravel. I don't know if it went under the garage. I don't know where this thing went, but it vanished. But this thing was big enough to rustle the leaves in a huge way.
And how long was the portion of tail that you saw, the black
probably
tail?
Probably 6 inches.
Wow.
Of black tail.
Six inches. That type of party.
Okay. Yeah.
Shut up.
Black tail. Zoomers.
You know, there's nothing like it.
That looks familiar.
All good parties end with black tail.
Yes. Yeah. And 6 inches.
Okay. There, we did it. Okay. That's all I have.
Merry Christmas.
No. So I don't know what it is, but I've been looking ever since.
But it looked reptilian. It wouldn't be like a possum.
We lost all these trees that they still have piled up here down in Cocoonville, and I think it's become a habitat for creatures.
Ooh.
And I think we're going to get a lot more creatures down here. We're going to get snakes and all that
crap. It's good
this
is happening now, Mike, because as you're still adjusting to life in Southwest Florida. Western Southwest.
Why
do we have to say that, by the way?
Because it's wrong.
It's an old bit, and it's incorrect. It's Southwest Florida.
Okay, because it feels like we're giving too many directions.
I know.
Yes, exactly.
Western Southwest.
Southwest Florida.
Southwest. Okay, Florida. Southwest. Southwest. Naples, Florida. Living in Naples, Mike.
I don't live in Naples. Thank you very much. Still want people to buy the bonus subscription, Oscar.
I don't live in Miami.
Yes. I'm in
Star Island.
Beautiful Star Jupiter Island, Florida. Yes, Fisher Island, where
right
the
next
Mike
O'Mara
show emanates.
Right next to the Burt Reynolds Theater in Jupiter.
Right. What was your point about Southwest Florida?
My point is this. The more wildlife interactions you have, the more adjusted you'll be to that world. For example, in the city now, when I hear a rustling in the bushes, I know it's a homeless man or a large rat.
Yeah.
Right? It's one or the other.
Or a homeless rat.
Neither of them scare me or make – there's no hair on my arms that go up. There's no fight or flight syndrome. It's either
– Right.
It's either let's find out if it's wildlife or someone that needs a little help. That's all it is, right?
When I hear that rustling, I immediately think two letters, BP, and I am terrified.
BP?
Burmese python. There's a Burmese python.
I don't know whether there isn't.
But when you say tail, it could be like a lizard tail that comes to a point.
It could be a rat tail. It could be a lizard tail. It could be anything. I don't know. But it escaped. And I don't know what the hell I would have done if I caught it. And I don't know whether it was poisonous or not.
You have to cook it and eat it. That's what Liddy would do.
I know. Well, you know, maybe if he'd had sandals on, they wouldn't have caught him. I don't know. Something like that. Whatever the bit is. We'll take a...
Sandals on?
It was about Jesus Christ on The Simpsons.
We will take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies, would you like part-time access to your favorite Bolivians, Wit, Wisdom, Wang, and Wallet?
Wang.
Are you capable of keeping your mouth shut and not ruining a good thing? This season's Oscar Santana Scholarship has been claimed, but you may still be eligible for a Schmosker Fantana Partial Scholarship. While on scholarship, you learn about important topics like the value of Schmosker's time and why you shouldn't have sent that text. To apply, gather up your sexiest photos and mail them in discreet packaging to the Mike O'Mara Show. As with all Fantana brand offerings, no fatties, no uggos.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Scholarship might be revoked soon.
Hey, this section of the Mike O'Mara Show, this section brought to you by Quip. I challenge you to find a gift that's affordable, practical, and Instagram-worthy. Give up? Well, during this section of the commercial, I will tell you, look no further than Quip, the electric toothbrush that looks like it was designed by Apple but without the high price. I just got my replacement brush head from Quip. They are beautiful, and they're space-age. Even the way they ship them, they come in a little plastic case, and it's really, really nice.
Love it.
It looks so nice. It's great. It's sleek, and it's a wonderful, wonderful value. Quip is the new electric toothbrush that packs just the right amount of vibrations into an ultra-slim design at a fraction of the cost of bulkier brushes. Quip comes with a mount that goes right on your mirror, and it's backed by a network of over 10,000 dental professionals. Quip also offers a subscription plan that delivers new brush heads on a dentist-recommended 3-month schedule for just $5. features, including free shipping worldwide. And just in time for the holidays, Quip is the ideal size and price for anyone on your list. You can even include automatic brush head deliveries for a year so your gift keeps on giving. The Quip electric toothbrush is featured in just about every gift guide this year, like Forbes, GQ, and Men's Health. Quip makes a great gift even for yourself. Quip starts at just $25, and right now when you go to getquip.com/TMOS, you get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS, GETQUIP.com/TMOS, and we thank you.
News!
Jesus.
Boo.
All right.
Come on.
Yeah, there we go. Good news, Santa Claus fans. Oh,
is this the Santa Claus section of the newscast?
Oh, you want me to do the whole news of Santa?
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Good news, Santa Claus fans. Oh, hey, would you like to hear my Santa running from a looting where
he's
looted a television?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
Okay, here we go. This way this would sound. All right, sorry. For the I don't know what I'm doing. For the 62nd year in a row, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD.
Oh, NORAD, right? Yeah.
Is indulging in the fantasy of Father Christmas. This year, people can log into NORADSanta.org starting at 2:01 a.m. Eastern Time Sunday morning to watch a live stream video of Santa's final pre-flight preparations. After 6 a.m. Eastern Time, volunteers at NORAD's Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado Springs, Colorado, will reveal his location to anyone who calls its toll-free 877-HI-NORAD number or emails noradtracksanta@outlook.com. I'm giving you all these informations if you have wee ones. Santa's whereabouts will also be updated on NORAD's social media accounts. NORAD's Facebook page. So you got that, Merle.
NORAD was, they used to do it just online where you could, they would show where
graphics,
he was in the world. And my kids were young enough to really benefit from it. They loved it. It was so cool. That's
I do the
thing.
Look out the window or look out the line in this case and say, there's the red light. That's Rudolph's nose. Good. Go, yeah, put the cookie out. Go to bed.
I call the all neighbors and say, can I speak to your child? I say, you know what? He ain't coming.
That's messed up.
So cruel.
I don't do that.
I have the advantage of being able to go into the garage, get on the phone with Carla on Christmas Eve, and say, I'm looking forward to seeing your house to my son.
You call the house
voice.
From inside the house like and scream?
Well, I'm it's not like scream. I'm doing Santa for my kid.
Merry Christmas, Sydney.
You remember the Sydney.
Oh, that's a great scene. Oh,
that's a great voice. Tom Hanks is willing to practice what he preaches when it comes to his opposition to President Trump's administration. In an interview that The Hollywood Reporter published online Wednesday, the actor revealed he'd likely turn down the chance to visit the White House for a screening of his latest movie, The Post, if Trump invited him. He says, I don't think I would go. He says, look, I didn't like things. I didn't think things were going to be this way last November. I would not have been able to imagine that we'd be living in a country where neo-Nazis are doing parades. Hank says individually, people were against Trump and his policies. They had to decide when we take to the ramparts. And for him, the time was now. He says this is the moment where in some ways our personal choices are going to have to reflect our opinion. So he's protesting. So I don't know whether that means anything.
Did he just speak English?
I don't know. Steve,
do you have
English
any interest
now,
in that movie?
The Post? I don't know. I haven't seen the trailer for
the
it.
The clips
so
look pretty good. Spielberg directed it. It's a good
does.
Story, yeah.
Full of agenda.
Oh, very much so, yeah.
Yes.
The Netflix film with Will Smith, though, is getting savaged by critics. Their first foray into the blockbuster arena. Netflix is missed, apparently, with Will Smith. But Will Smith makes, like, every third movie is a stinker, isn't it, really? I mean, he makes
that's giving him all the best of it.
He hasn't had a good track record.
Not in a long time.
Look, I'm happy he wasn't in the sequel to Independence Day, but for some reason, if you're going to make bad movies, at least make bad movies with the franchises you had some success in.
Yeah, bad movies with explosions.
Legend. I Am Legend was probably the last one that I thought was a killer movie. Mm-hmm. I think that's a fantastic movie. According to new data from Ashley Madison, an online affair arranging service, Los Angeles has the fastest growing population of philanderers. In 2017, the City of Angels yielded a 47% increase in new Ashley Madison accounts. I thought Ashley Madison was gone after the big scandal.
There was the big scandal. And remember, there was a in that list of people that used Ashley Madison, one of them was a teacher in my kid's school.
Yeah, there were so many people there. It was incredible. Apparently, Beverly Hills was particularly primed for adultery with a 32% increase in user signups. New York, where user signups increased by 40%, came in second. New York and L.A. Go figure, huh? That's crazy. Guess what came in third?
Who?
Washington, D.C.
All right.
Top three.
34% uptick in registrations, while Atlanta, Phoenix, and Austin tied for fourth with a 29% upswing. In Seattle, user intake went up 20%. Jacksonville, Florida, 27%. And in both Houston and San Francisco, Ashley Madison bolstered its ranks by 24%. Good year for them, Mr.
Yeah,
NBA.
Yeah, but how
you
do you trust someone that's been hacked? That's the tough part, right? Yeah,
that is true.
Can you
that
imagine?
Is true.
Like, you're like, this time we got your back.
Yeah, but up until then, only the classiest people associated with Ashley Madison.
A Florida attorney is facing several charges after he allegedly paid female inmates for sexual acts for a proposed
what?
Girls in Jail porn series.
Oh, a series.
Andrew Spark was arrested Sunday after deputies at the Pinellas County Jail caught him with his pants down while in the attorney visitation room with a 28-year-old female inmate. Detectives who entered the room as the two were allegedly about to begin said they saw this guy with his out. Spark was charged with exposure of sexual organs, introduction, possession of contraband into a county detention facility, and soliciting for prostitution. He was freed a short time later after posting a $5,300 bail. So he was going to make movies, those attorneys.
Hey, you know, the showbiz is glamorous. Don't be blinded by it.
There you go. Police say there was so much alcohol being consumed at a college fraternity party in Maryland that the air inside the house registered a 0.1, a 0.01
the
on a breathalyzer.
The air?
The air.
No!
The air.
Damn.
Daniel.
Officers broke up the party at a house in Bethesda last month. Could that be an AU party, right? Bethesda?
I would think so. Could very well be.
That's the closest university.
No, but last month there was a, I wouldn't say 2 weeks ago, there was a high school party that was busted for underage drinking.
Yeah.
And this poor kid, while the cops were there, they let him go home with his friends, and he ended up dead in like a ravine.
Oh, yeah. I read about that.
Wow.
High school kid. Yeah.
Sort of took the wind out of my sails there.
Well, I'm just reading ahead here just in case it's that party, you know?
I'm sorry. Really, there was almost no way to make that worse, and then you played that music.
They say eight people locked themselves in a bathroom while another person jumped out of a second-story window in an effort to avoid officers.
Nice.
There was no word on what charges were filed, if any.
Could T.J. McCurdy be reached for comment?
He's like 40 now, right?
He still has his house party.
He does.
And now a little something. A homeless man high on ecstasy took a swan boat into the middle of Lake Eola to be with the swans, according to officials with the Orlando Police Department. The 36-year-old man was found around 3:59 a.m. Nothing good happens after 3:59.
That's right, Mike.
That was Friday near Lake Eola. After first responders rescued him, the man said he had taken a large quantity of ecstasy, then took one of these swan-shaped paddle boats into the water. He got off the swan boat and walked into the fountain in the middle of the lake. But by the time he was ready to return to shore, the boat had floated away. The man told police he sat down and started yelling for help when he realized he was stranded in the lake. He was wearing a life preserver, which he said he found on the swan boat. Police said that the man told them that he wanted to go be with the swans because they don't judge him. Pony feels the same way about sugar gliders. There you go.
Sorry about that.
That said, they don't have the other. We'll take a break. Come back with our last audio vault of the day with Rob Spiewak right here, everybody. Santa Claus Lane.
Hello? Hello, it's me, Pedro. I don't have much to say, but I wanted to tell you that While I ride my bike to school, I like to listen to the Cake and Cookie Show with Rob and Katie. They're really good. I was looking for a podcast about building cakes or something, and it wasn't until a few episodes in that I realized that Cake and Cookies wasn't about cake or cookies. But I still like Rob and Katie, so I still listen. You can find them on iTunes or on the Mike O'Mara Show app. I'm feeling really hot. I'm going to go home and lie down.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
I love technology. always and forever. Always and Napoleon LaFonda is the best thing that's ever happened to me. You're just jealous because I'm chatting with babes like all day. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Texture. Have you ever walked by a newsstand and seen a stunning magazine cover that makes you want to stop and peek inside? You can see them all the time. You ever read a cover headline that says, I want to read that article?
Yeah.
You're getting back to your car and you don't want to pop for the magazine. Hey, how about remembering Texture? With the Texture app, not only do you get to look inside, you get all the magazines right on your smart device, plus unlimited access to over 200 additional premium titles like Time, The Atlantic, The New Yorker, and Wired. And right now, you can try Texture for free. Texture is totally searchable, has daily recommendations, and exclusive interactive features, videos.
That's great video. More.
That's great video. Just imagine having your favorite magazines and their back issues anytime, anywhere. I love Texture. We have it in the O'Mara household. In fact, I've got an iPad that I use for the show that also has my Texture on it. And I'm going to be looking at that right after we get off the show.
Nice.
To start your Texture free trial, go to texture.com/TMOS. If you choose to continue, podcast listeners will get Texture for just $9.99 a month. That's over 30% off their listed price. They're also a great gift option available for the holiday season. Go to texture.com/TMOS to start your free trial today. That's texture.com/TMOS. And now, without further ado, let's get to the Thursday, December 21st, 2017 audio vault. Rob,
from our day late and dollar short department, I should have played this earlier. And Mike, I want you to remember that I'm playing this because tomorrow you might think I didn't play it.
Right.
But I did.
Okay.
Here's a salute and a happy Hanukkah.
By the way, tomorrow we talk to Gilbert Gottfried on the show.
Yeah, I hope it goes well.
I do too. Okay.
Here's one for all people observing Hanukkah this year.
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay.
There he
and
is.
And when it's dry and ready, then dreidel I will play.
Alan Goodman.
I don't know the rest of the words, but neither do you. You know nothing about Hanukkah, so here we go again. Hey, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. From yes. me to you, have a happy holiday. Miss you guys. Sorry I'm not with you. Take care.
When did he...
Alan Goodman.
When did he turn into George Siegel?
I have Alan Goodman. I wonder how old Alan Goodman's doing. Is he still with us? Hopefully he is.
I believe he is. We would have heard of it otherwise.
Alan Goodman. I think he's still working. Yeah,
I'll shoot him an
email.
Well,
that message works both ways, if he's with us or not.
That's right. Otherwise, it's a tribute.
Right? Yeah.
Thank mm-hmm. you, Oscar. Thank you.
He wishes
much.
He was still with us, technically.
Thank you.
Yeah,
whatever.
Maybe a little more forceful if he's passed. The wishes
dreidel,
struggle.
Dreidel, dreidel. MPFG, make people feel good.
Now, this, I think a lot of people are going to find this a little upsetting, but also very cool. We have for many years played the Beatles' Christmas messages. They would make a Christmas message every year and send it out to their fan club, right?
Right.
And we've played them ad nauseum. We all know them. I didn't
sure
realize
have.
There was outtakes from one of the sessions. And in 1965, their third Christmas message, what they started doing is just dropping needles on sound effects records and making up stories to go with the sound effects.
Okay.
So this is the Beatles in studio. By my ears, they have smoked a lot of pot.
Okay.
And this is one where they hear a baby.
Have we ever heard this before?
I had never heard this until a week ago.
If you've never heard it, then I've never heard it.
And so this is them when they hear a baby sound effect. And it's a little creepy.
And everything else is still nice, isn't it?
George.
I'll hand it over to John.
There you go. As you see, the smaller slices are the only slices that are allowed into the box. Now, all the bigger slices, like the limbs and the head, we keep out and we use in various other meat products, such as PAL, kennel meat, and other things like that. The buyers must realize that only the small part of this child will end up in your family frozen pack in your shops.
They
not
are
very
so
British,
high.
I can tell you.
It's not a very pretty sight seeing a little baby sliced up on a slicing machine. Oh, it's not too pretty, folks.
The whole tape runs about 9 minutes. If you type
my
in
God.
Beatles
oh my
1965
God.
Outtake, it's very weird because
creepy.
Every now and then I think, you know what? I've heard about everything they've done, and then something else falls in my lap.
Hello, the Beatles. We have a Beatles promo for our show, which is kind of neat.
I love that. So anyway, check that out. That was something I'd never heard before. Speaking of outtakes, I'd never seen this. The Obamas did a Christmas message every year that they were in office. Okay. And 2009 was their first Christmas. And there's some outtakes on YouTube of this. And not a lot of people. It only had like 4,000 downloads. And it's funny to hear the Obamas first cracking up. President Obama can't keep a straight face, and also what they talk about behind the scenes.
Did you guys see Avatar?
I haven't seen it yet. It's amazing.
Amazing flick. Thumbs up, man.
Although some people say the plot is a little kind of...
No, that's Sam. I think the plot's plenty good. I mean, it's what you'd expect. It's not Shakespeare, but we're ready.
This is our first Christmas in the White House, and stop! As First Lady, one of my greatest privileges is to visit with... Stop.
I didn't say it. buddy. All right. Okay.
This is our first Christmas in the White House, and we are so grateful. You really crowd me. Oh, man. Does he always do
that? No, I don't. Rarely. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Have you seen Avatar?
It was a good flick.
But it's a it is
Sam
so,
like it. Yeah.
So funny to see them just being real people. It's almost surreal.
Very cool,
very cool at Christmas time.
So normal. sunnier days.
And a couple more I want to play. We have a listener called Jeb Hardison that sent this. It was something that his son did on Instagram. They had just gotten back from their first Redskins game. The son is 14. He'd gotten like 8 autographs on a Redskins hat, and he was trying to put it on Instagram as a video because he had to turn the hat over. And the dad kept talking just to piss him off. And this is such a great moment for anyone who has ever had a 14-year-old son because he just wants a silent video of this hat.
Waddle doodle.
Hate you.
Do it again.
I
play that
do it
again.
One more time.
Waddle doodle.
Hate you.
And I think it's important that we remember that this Christmas season when people say, "What is the meaning of Christmas?"
Waddle doodle.
I hate you all.
God bless us, everyone. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Christmas, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with 2 B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Don't forget Chris Freitz and I, Political Persuasions, another new episode coming up later on today. So make sure you check that out. You can get all that at MikeOMaraShow.com. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Now that the show is over, hitch up the reindeer to your magic sleigh and get on over to Amazon. Amazon has everything. Just be sure to access it at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon or click the link on our website. So quick, so easy. So shop Amazon and Merry Christmas.
Waddle doodle.
Hate you.
Bye bye.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.